not going to get real deep into that this morning, but when you go all the way back to Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, when it says God created them, male and female, created he them, and that he created them in his image, that in a way that tells us that it takes both the masculine and the feminine to give us a picture of what God is like. He's both strong, but he's also compassionate. He will discipline as a father disciplines a son, Hebrews tells us, but then he's also tender toward us, just as a mother would be. So I think Mother's Day is a wonderful thing. It's also, it's a great day if you happen to be a florist or in the candy industry. Flowers are still the top gift that moms get. Usually, a lot of times, they don't have to cook that day. Now, show of hands, be honest here, because all the kids are downstairs. Mom, have you ever had one of those mornings where they fixed you breakfast in bed and then left you a huge mess in the kitchen? Come on, we tried not to do that with Kelly, but maybe that didn't happen to you, but I've heard stories. It's like, I appreciate the gesture, but just more work for me, Mom says. You know, being a mom is a wonderful thing, but it's also a tough thing. And, I mean, all of us who are alive have mothers. And not to make a political statement, but folks, we need to be praying, because motherhood has been under attack for a long time. And if you've watched any news or followed any news at all, you know where we are as a nation. And that we would continue to honor life and the sanctity of life and the belief that God is for us and not against us. So, but that being said, I've had friends. There's a couple that comes to mind that they've been married a long time, and due to some medical issues, she was never able to have a child, and yet so strongly desire that. But they're a couple of the greatest aunts and aunt and uncle, and they've loved on other people's kids so much, even though they couldn't have their own. For mothers who've lost a child, this can be a difficult day. You know, we're not supposed to bury our children. I know, psychologically speaking, when you study those kind of things, after the death of a spouse, the death of a child is the second most leading stressor on a person's life, because we're so deeply connected. Though our children have heard a couple of times, I brought you into this world and I can take you out, when they were misbehaving. Not that we would ever do that, but it's just that kind of reminder, you're still under our authority. So straighten up and sail right. So Mom's Day, generally we think, yay, happy, flowers, candy, take them out for dinner. But for some, this is a tough day. And honestly, some had great moms. Others, you probably don't want to hear their story. Mom wasn't so great. And again, while not every woman is a biological mom, I've known many women who have been moms to adopted kids, to the neighborhood kids. I'm so thankful for those. We had one of those in my neighborhood growing up. Everybody just thought of her as mom, even though she wasn't our biological mom. She, put Band-Aids on knees and kissed away tears and usually had popsicles or something. We knew we could always find food at her house. That was wonderful. And on the spiritual side, I'm thankful for the spiritual moms God has put in my life. It's interesting when the Apostle Paul is writing greetings to the church in Rome that he says, greet Marcus and his mother also, who has also been a mother to me. So even the Apostle Paul had women in his life that served that mentoring and motherhood role. So thankful for that. For the moms and second moms and the spiritual moms today, and that we get to honor them. Now, Scripture teaches us that we are to obey and honor our parents, for this brings good things into our lives. We read in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your mother and father. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well with you, and you will live a long life on the earth." Sometimes, again, part of the lie of the enemy is parents or adults are stupid, we don't know anything. Well, how many of you tried to help your kids with algebra and realized, I haven't used this in 10, 15, 20 years. But God's order of things is for the parents to train the children, to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to help them learn how to navigate life. And often we don't like it when we're kids. We want what we want. But when we do things God's way, we learn to honor our parents and to obey them. It's amazing the goodness that God works in our lives and how we often are protected from harm. Mom or dad, even sometimes for those of us who are now the grandparent stage, be willing to be the bad guy for your kids' friends. Let your kids be able to say, "Oh, I can't do that. If mom or dad found out, they'd kill me." That makes you the bad guy. You know, and it's like, well, yeah, I guess they're, you know, give your kids that out. We always told our kids that. And tell you how old we are. Back before cell phones, we had a personal 800 number so that if they didn't happen to have a quarter in their pocket or there wasn't a phone, they could go to any public remember when there used to be pay phones? They could use the 800 number and call home at any time. Now we have cell phones, but that's how old I am. But thank God that he gives us that wisdom, that idea that the children learn from the parents. And that our greatest desire is that our kids would grow up to know and love the Lord and to serve him. Well, this morning I want us to consider some things about moms. And I'm going to use some videos to kind of help us. Some ways I think they say it a little better or maybe a little funnier. And I don't know, I came across these, I really liked them, so I decided I'm going to use these. Well, one of the things about moms are they are supportive. Who's always in your corner, rooting for you? Usually it's mom. Who knows where your socks are? You know, not the pairs that are right there, but the pair that usually is sitting on the top of the rest of them that you can't see. Mom, where's my purple socks? In your drawer. No, they're not. Oh, they're right here. Well, how'd they get there? Okay. My wife has that power with me sometimes too. Who knows when your appointments are? Oh, we can go. No, you've got to be here. Oh, I forgot about that. Thanks, Mom. Well, here's a video called Mom Personal Assistant to remind us that moms are supportive.
Well, it's finally happened. You've moved out. You're on your own. Congratulations. But everyone still needs a little help sometimes.
Mom, have you seen my wallet?
It's in your back pocket.
Nah, I checked there.
Your other back pocket, dear.
Ah, thanks, Mom.
Introducing the Mom Personal Assistant, the only smart speaker device with all the wisdom, caring, and sage advice of a mother.
Mom, please call Brad.
Honey, I'm just not sure he's right for you.
Just call him.
Okay, calling Ryan.
No, Mom, I said call Brad.
Trust me.
The Mom PA always has your best interests in mind.
Wish me luck, Mom. Big interview today.
Did you eat breakfast? Is that what you're wearing?
Wait, what?
Did you even shower?
She's there to provide a helping hand whenever you need it.
Mom, set a timer for 40 minutes. Mom?
The Mom Personal Assistant won't function until you say the magic word.
Oh, Right. Mom, please set a timer for 40 minutes.
Sure thing, hun, but it's only 30 minutes for that dish.
The mom PA is always correct and basically knows everything.
Mom, what setting should I use for this laundry?
Mom, do you think I should color my hair?
Hey, Mom, can you please order mac and cheese?
You still have two boxes.
What? No, we're out.
Did you look?
Yeah, I just looked. It's gone.
Do you want me to look?
No, it's okay. I'll go look again.
Try looking with your eyes this time.
Based on God's perfect design, the mom personal assistant is thoughtful, kind, encouraging, and supportive.
You are beautiful. It's okay. You're gonna get through this. I am so proud of you. You can change the world. But right now, hon, you really need to change your socks because they smell like a dumpster.
Ugh, Mom.
The mom personal assistant. Always helpful, always reliable, and always there for you.
All right. Boy, I've heard so many of those phrases over the years. So thank you, moms, for being supportive of us. Now, again, moms also, and dads too, but we're focusing on moms today. They teach us all kinds of useful and practical things. From making our bed, to how to read. How many of you, that was still one of my favorite things, is my mom loved to read, and I developed my love of reading from her. And to doing laundry. How many of you know you shouldn't put red stuff, wash red stuff with white stuff? Moms help us know that sort of thing. What's sad is so often we need to be reminded of some of the things that we need to do. And again, moms have that practical wisdom. But, you know, this video reminds us in kind of a backwards way. It's called Stuff Moms Never Say.
You don't have to wash your hands.
I have so much time to myself. Hey, walk away when I'm talking to you. My kids really respect my privacy. When this timer goes off, please turn it off and do not tell me. Thanks. Here, can you use up all my battery? Don't call me when you get there. I don't want to know where you are.
It is just too quiet in this car.
Okay, we're about to leave for church, so if you're going to make a huge mess, you better do it now.
I don't know. Your dad usually does everything around here.
All of these people are such good drivers.
Eating dinner is completely optional. Hanging up your towel is completely optional.
Flushing the toilet is completely optional.
Okay, this time, can you smile more like a crazed lunatic? Hey, you want to dig through the fridge for the fifth time today? I'd definitely rather be here than at the beach. I am loving the look of these chips on the floor. I am loving the smell of your feet in my face. I am loving this back pain. Get a massage, ew, no thanks. Take anything you want from my closet and don't worry about putting it back. Don't look at the camera, look over there. If your sister takes your toy, just give her a good smack on the head. Hey, come drink that grape juice in here on the carpet. It's dinner time, everybody come get a snack. Hey, did you know you can wear the same pair of underwear all week long?
Oh, thank God for the wisdom that moms work to instill in us as they train us. And I'm hoping that, yeah. Boy, I'm thinking how many times I've heard some of those too. Well, another thing about moms is that they're resilient. And again, it can be tough being a mom. You know, one of the things that sometimes we overlook when we hear and read the Christmas story, because, you know, it's the baby Jesus, and the, you know, the animals are there at the manger, and there's angels singing, and all this stuff going on. And yet part of that Christmas story is after he's dedicated, Simeon comes up to them with a message. And these are the words he says, Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and 35. Then Simon blessed them, and he said to Mary, the baby's mother, "This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall and many others to rise. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." Wouldn't it be nice if he just stopped there? "And a sword will pierce your very soul." How hard it must have been. You think the perfect child, Jesus was the perfect child. And yet, even with the perfect child, knowing, seeing what he would go through, what Mary must have, those highs, those lows. And I cannot imagine what it must have been like for her to be, she was there at the cross. Thankfully, she was also there at the resurrection. But just what she had to go through, and I'm thankful that moms are, and dads too, are resilient, that they do so much to benefit their children when often those efforts are rarely appreciated, kind of like that one there. Now, after I got done with Bible college, I moved to Iowa City area, and my best friend from high school was finishing his last year at the University of Iowa, so we rented an apartment together for that time. And I was so amazed as we're starting to move into the apartment. Now, I lost my parents when I was 16, so basically I'd been used to doing stuff on my own. My brother's always been wonderful to me, but you know, pretty much once I left for college, that was it. It was me. So we show up at the apartment, and I'm watching as his mom, because I had lived on my own for a while, I had dishes and plates and cookware and all that. So I'm thinking, okay, we'll just unpack this. I washed everything before I packed it, you know. But as we're unpacking, here's his mom. Her name was Ruth. And she takes everything out, rewashes it, organizes the kitchen area. It was a real small little apartment. And then they took us over to the grocery store across the street and bought us, I don't know how much food. I mean, they stocked our refrigerator, the canned stuff, the essentials. And I think they ended up taking us out for dinner before they left that day. And I'm just blown away. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I looked at my friend and I'm thinking, do you not? And it's just like he took it for granted. That's what mom, dad do. I'm thinking, do you not realize what amazing blessing you have? Don't take this for granted, but I know, I think I told him something like that. You need to appreciate, you need to tell your mom and dad thanks. They've gone above, you know, my thinking, this, I didn't have anybody do that for me anymore. And it's pretty amazing. So let's be appreciative of all those things that moms do to us. And moms, women, maybe, you can identify with this next video also.
Wake up!
Get up now!
Look
mom's full-time job, isn't it? And then some. So, you know, even though we're older, if mom's still around, make sure, if you haven't already, to express some appreciation today. I hope you haven't already. The other thing that I think that moms and part of what God built into women is this, is that they are examples of godly love. We read in 1 John 3:16 this, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us, so we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. moms and dads too, but focusing again on moms today, they get to become living examples of what godly love looks like. That sacrificial living for the good of others. It's amazing, and you know, if you study Christian history at all, some pretty amazing women that God has used. I think it was Suzanne Wesley, had 17 kids, and her husband was often out preaching on the circuit, so she was home raising the kids by herself a good chunk of the time. But she developed can you imagine 17 kids? But she purposely made time for each child where she would have a time set for them, where she would sit with them and read God's word with them and pray with them. And she had an interesting habit. I don't know, not a practice we do around here, but I've seen some women that do it. She always had the apron on back in the day. When she felt like she needed to pray, she would just take her apron and cover her head. And trained her children, when mom's head's covered, she's talking to Jesus. Don't bother her. And just trained and did that. And that amazing legacy. You think about the ways that we learn to be kind and caring from the example of our parents. Mom making a meal for a sick neighbor. I know there's a group of women in my brother's church that they do comfort quilts, and they pray over them, and people that are fighting especially long-term sicknesses, when they hear about them, they not only pray for them, but they send them these comforters, and that so often they're such a blessing, that reminder, somebody's praying for me. God's there to comfort me. Wonder if that's not a fairly typical day for mom that we saw in that video. Helping out, getting the kids where they need to be, getting everybody off, taking care of the house, being at the events, helping out with the school fundraiser, just giving of her time and her resources to benefit others. What an amazing example of how God gives freely and gave sacrificially for us that we could have life. And that's something that needs to be learned, to be caring and compassionate. Got one last video here, and this is from the Skit Guys. And just a reminder of this.
Thanks, have a good night.
Victoria, that we don't need to do singing lessons like that, or gymnastics, or any dance lessons. Yeah. They're just expensive, you know, and I don't even want
to. No. Hey, please.
Sorry, we closed already. Come back tomorrow.
No, but tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Hey.
I have cash.
Let's make it snappy, boys. I got some hungry kitties to get home to.
I don't know why you want to buy your wife something that's just going to be dead in 3 days.
It's a thank you for all the slack she picks up with our family. I mean, you and I both know I'm a mediocre dad and husband at best.
Hey, listen up here, mi amigo. Buying your wife a bowl of petunias is not going to assuage your sins for being an extremely subpar father and husband.
I didn't say extremely subpar.
You didn't have to. Mother's Day gifts, they just seem so desperate. I mean, take me for example. I gave my wife, Victoria, the best gift that she will ever have.
A diamond?
My offspring. What woman wouldn't want that?
Here we go.
Just let that sink in. The truth will set you free. Achoo! All right, okay. All the phones. Is there like eucalyptus in here? Is that eucalyptus or is that a cat? Ugh.
How much is this?
$175, I think.
Yeah.
Told you. $175 and dead by Wednesday. Hey, la macaroon. Don't mind if I do. Okay, that's gonna leave a mark. Ugh. Hey, hold your goose. Let me grab a couple of bacon. Take those home for the missus. Attention, everybody. That's not eucalyptus. That is a bona fide cat. I'm okay.
You know what? I'll go ahead and take this before he destroys the place. Is this your shop?
No, it's my mom's place. She opened it when we were kids.
So I guess you didn't get her flowers for Mother's Day.
Actually, every Mother's Day, she would let each of us kids go through the shop and pick out something to give her. We'd all pick out the biggest, most expensive things we could find.
So I guess she bought her own gifts?
Oh, she paid for her flowers and much more. She paid with long days and short nights, replacing her worries with prayer. She gave up what she needed so that we could have what we wanted. She gave up more than I'll ever really know. But she didn't look at it that way. She would say, "You all are my true little flowers, and it's my job to make sure that you are watered with love and placed in the light of the sun." I mean, that's what moms do, right? They help us grow in God's love so that we can be a witness to God in the world. So I thank God for her daily, and nowadays I sneak cash in the register and I pay for her flowers on Mother's Day. Receipt?
Can you put these on the tab, please?
Door.
Okay.
I'm holding it with my foot. I am towing the door.
I got it.
Happy Mother's Day. Oh, boy.
That's what moms do. So, this morning we thank you, every woman, whether you're a biological mom or a second mom to someone, a spiritual mom, mentor to someone. Thank you for filling that role that God made you for. And when you leave today, on the table there in the back of the sanctuary, we have some flowers there. I think we've got enough that if you wanted to take two each, some waving petunias, and I don't know why they call them waving, other than they tend to blow around a lot, but just a small gift to say thank you to our moms from the church here. So let's pray. Father God, we are so grateful that you made us both men and women in your image. That Lord, through that feminine part of humanity, you teach us so much about yourself. And maybe more than anything else, that self-sacrificing love to do good and to promote the welfare of others. So Lord, we thank you for the women that are here, for the moms that are here, and just ask a special blessing on them this day. Lord, for those that maybe this is a tough day, for whatever variety of reasons, Lord, may your grace just reach out and provide comfort even on this day. Lord, thank you for who you are, your goodness, your love, your mercy, that you're always there for us. And thank you for making moms that make our lives so much better. We bless you, Lord, and ask you to bless them. That lovely name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. Enjoy summer. Since it seems to be coming, we might as well enjoy it. And have a great week in Jesus.